You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's Guide Dog Blogs time. Now, we have spoken to Caroline Thomas about her five guide dogs, but there's been some great news because there is, hopefully, a sixth one as Caroline Thomas joins us now. Caroline, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So, let's find out. Tell us about the new. Tell us about the new doggy when you met them. What was it like? What they're called?
I received a call, and they said they had a potential dog for me, and would I meet him? And he arrived the following day. He is completely different to what I had asked for. So my sort of profile of a dog is he's nothing like him. He's a lab retriever. He's a pale colour. He looks very much like Marley in the film Marley and I. And he's big, much bigger than I would have expected, but he's very gentle. I was very fortunate to be asked if I'd like to for him to stay with us for the weekend. So I had him for 4 days. And we set off on our first walk, which I'm very familiar with, but it's a very complicated route just round the block. And he was absolutely brilliant. He missed a couple of curbs, but of course he didn't know the area, and then the curbs were so dropped, they're almost sort of non-existent. But there were no faults, and I really couldn't say no to him. He's quite a beautiful boy, really.
Yeah, with dropped curbs, it happens sometimes. My dog missed them as well the first few times he did some of them.
It is easy to do here, and we got very narrow pavements, but he navigated them all very well. And before he went back to guide dogs on the Monday, we did the same route, and he didn't miss those curbs. He remembered them, and he remembered where he was going, which I thought was quite quick.
Oh, very good learner, quick learner then also.
Yeah.
Has he done any amusing, funny things when he stayed with you for 4 days?
Yeah, he's took a fancy to my daughter's boyfriend, and he really did like him, and he wouldn't leave him alone. It was quite funny. We have a pet dog called Cooper, who is a beagle. He wouldn't leave Cooper around. He followed him everywhere just to sort of fit in. And Cooper is so tiny, he could stand under this dog and keep dry in the rain. It's really funny.
So you're going to start training with your new guide dog soon, but your training is going to be a little bit different, if I'm correct.
Yes. What we're going to do, I'm being trained at home because I have lots of commitments at home. I have my mum, who's housebound, and my daughter, who is at college, but she is still recovering from a major brain surgery. So I need to be on hand. But while I'm being trained, the trainer is also training two other people in a hotel. And the first 2 weeks, I'm going to have the dog with me and do some very light training with another trainer just to familiarise the dog in our area. And then after that, we're going to work much harder with my proper trainer, as she doesn't have any new dogs until March. So we've got from the beginning of January to March to get really good with this new lad. I trained at home with my last dog and I liked it. I didn't think I would, but it was a necessity then. It taught me my area a lot more. There were things that I suppose I'd blindly walked past and not bothered with. So in the training, I was shown things and I thought, oh, I didn't actually know that existed, or I didn't know that path existed. So I learned more about my area. Since then, I've moved house, so I'm in a different part of town, and I'm hoping that will give me that same insight into my area.
You've mentioned some of your preferences for, your future guide dog when we last spoke, when we talked about Storm, including a dog that maybe isn't so quick, because some dogs like my dog can be quite the speed rocket. What's the speed of this new dog?
It's very steady and constant. It isn't one that goes fast down one road and a bit slower down another. It's constant, and I need that stability. My balance isn't very good, so if he was jerky, we would have problems. But he isn't. He's quite steady. I use a different handle. I use what's called an offset handle, which is sort of bent in the middle. I've had that type of handle since I had my first dog. I'm still using the same handle because guide dogs don't make them anymore. And we put this on my fella, and he had no problems, and the handle works really well for me.
That's quite an interesting one. I've not heard of that type of handle myself. So, in what way does that particular handle help, compared to the kind of standard harnesses they make these days?
Okay, with the straight handle that they use, what happens is I don't know why, but I would catch either the front of my dog's feet with the tip of my toe, or I would stand on their back feet. Because it's slightly offset, it sets me at a better position. With a straight handle, I couldn't feel everything the dog was doing, but with this one, I can.
Now, to ha add another funny note, has your new dog come with certain preferred toys that he had over the few days he stayed, or?
No, but he did discover the toy box that we have for the dogs. And Cooper doesn't like toys. He actually ignores them. But this boy found the box, and he found something that squeaked, and he just squeaked it and squeaked it and squeaked it. I somehow think that toy might disappear.
I was going to say, sounds like he likes the squeakies. Uh,
He
it's
certainly did, yeah.
seems a lot of dogs' favorites. My dog prefers toys if they squeak. Preferably if he can make them stop squeaking eventually. That's his usual approach.
Yeah.
And see how long the toy lasts. Well, that sounds really interesting. And to finish off in general, how are you feeling about your potential sixth guide dog partnership and starting training?
To start with, I actually shook when they first told me that they'd got a potential dog. I didn't like his name. That took me by surprise. He's called Malcolm, and it just doesn't fit right, so we're going to call him Marlowe. I'm not sure if in my heart I'm ready, which is a big one, because it seems 19 months is a long wait. And having only just lost my previous guide dog, that sort of hurts a bit. But I'm going to take one day at a time, and hopefully it's all going to work.
Yes, indeed, and hopefully we'll catch up with you once you and your new furry companion have qualified. But for now, Caroline, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.